This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Did You Conspiracy That? With your host, James Walker. Together, we will explore the past, present, and jump to the future to take a look at some prominent events, ideas, and the conspiracy theories that come with them. Thank you all for joining me. Now let's dive on in. Good morning, afternoon, or evening to anyone and everyone who is listening. Week 8 has arrived. 3 more episodes to go, including this one. So I guess it would really only be 2 episodes to go since we've already completed this one. I don't know. Oh well. Now I'm just confusing myself. I have something that I wanted to mention or bring up for this week's podcast, since I feel like podcasting is a great way to be heard and get your point across. When we first started this class, I was extremely nervous for how everything was going to turn out and how hard podcasting really is. But I quickly realized that I was really overthinking everything and that I was definitely going to be able to do it. I will say, even after I had completed the first couple episodes, I was still pretty nervous that I wasn't doing good and that everything was terrible. But I think the biggest thing that helped me was all the support that I got from my classmates who were all learning with me. The big overall point I want to get across is try new things. Go out past your comfort zone. I feel like I've been seeing too many people nowadays that are scared to make mistakes or scared to push themselves, and that's not how people should be. Now, I want to tie this point into my podcast and relate it to conspiracies so that I'm not just completely off track here. In order to create or believe a conspiracy theory, you have to stand your ground. You have to be able to put yourself out there and your ideas for your people to judge you and to think about. That is the same as my podcast. By putting myself out there, I learned that I was actually good at this, and then all the judgment did was just make me want to work harder. So, go try something new. Tell your friends what's on your mind and see what they say. You never know what people might be similar to you. Thank you to everyone for listening to me ramble about putting yourself out there. But now let's get into some conspiracies. Now, I have to be honest, when I was trying to find a friend or family member for this week's show, I really struggled. Either because no one that I texted or called answered, or because I am slowly running out of people to ask. After some failed efforts to my aunts and uncles, I finally got a text back from my friend Isaiah. He actually turned out to be someone who really enjoyed conspiracy theories a lot, just like me. So he had 2 theories that he could not decide which one was his favorite. So I will share both of them with you. One of them he told me he just really enjoys because he thinks that it is really hilarious. While the other he said he believed it could be true. The first one was that COVID-19 was actually created as a bioweapon to cut down on some of the world's population. The twist that he added, which I hadn't heard before, was that he heard that someone say that the virus has the capabilities of killing us and turning us into zombies, and that one day they will rise from the grave. Now, the idea of a zombie apocalypse to someone who grew up playing shooter zombie killing games his whole life is probably the coolest thing ever. I mean, besides the fact it's not a game at that point, but who cares about that? Let's be honest, if people started crawling out of their graves, the world wouldn't really be that surprised. I mean, we have without a doubt seen crazier things. He also wanted me to add that he heard this conspiracy from a crazy guy standing outside of a Walmart with a sign that said run on it. Do with that information as you will, but I think I might start loading up my house on water and canned goods. The second of his favorite conspiracies was the one that he said he believed because he thought it was true. This theory says that Elvis Presley did not die, but actually faked his death in order to more or less quit being famous. Now, I will say he had a ton of information on why he thought this was true. Honestly, it was quite impressive the amount of facts and things he really had to say about it. Rather than telling you those things, I grabbed one big detail that made me kind of think about this for a second. There was another conspiracy about Elvis and him being involved with the mob. People think that he actually faked his death and went into witness protection to be saved being murdered by the mob. He wanted to end by giving me an interesting Elvis fact, and it turns out that Elvis' middle name is actually spelled wrong on his gravestone. Now, let's go ahead and jump into my conspiracies for this week. I've been doing a pretty good job of doing something pretty different for each show, and I thought, why change that now? So, for this week's show, I went onto the internet and created a list of the top 10 craziest conspiracies that people had ever heard of. I'm not going to be sharing all 10 of them on the list that I made, but I thought I would give you guys the ones I thought were the best. Also, I wanted to add that I did not put them in any specific order, so it's not like one through whatever. Now, without further ado, let's get into this. The first theory on my list says that Melania Trump has a doppelganger who follows the president around on official business. In October of 2017, several people took to Twitter to question the real identity of the woman trailing behind the president during a White House press conference. Twitter users compared side-by-side photos of real Melania and Melania Double and came to an official conclusion that it is a slightly shorter first lady lookalike. Now, this theory is both strange and very interesting to me for multiple reasons. First, if this is really true, why? The only reasons that I can think of is she is, one, really lazy and does not want to follow around her husband on world business trips, or two, for safety reasons. If it's for safety reasons, then why would they send someone with him at all? All questions I have no answers to. The reason I find this one to be so bizarre is because if they really went through all the trouble of finding a lookalike, then there has to be a good reason behind it. I just would really like to know what that reason is. The next conspiracy that we are going to be discussing says that J.K. Rowling doesn't actually exist. In 2005, Norwegian filmmaker Nina Grunfeld argued that the Harry Potter series had been created by an entire industry of writers, and that the woman known as J.K. Rowling was only a front. Is it possible that a person can write 6 thick books that are translated into 55 languages and sell more than 250 million copies in less than 10 years? Grunfeld asked. The reason that this conspiracy caught my attention was because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so hearing a claim saying that the author of one of the biggest novel franchises in history is not real caught me off guard. Now, let's take a deeper look into this one for a minute. They are not claiming that J.K. Rowling is a fake person. We obviously know that she is indeed real, but what they are instead claiming is that she did not write the series herself. The reasoning that they are using is that it is improbable for a person to be able to complete the amount of work she had done in the time limit she had for it and become that popular. Now, personally, it really just sounds like what they are trying to do is take away from the, I can imagine, thousands of hours of work that she went through in order to provide for her fans. But I do not want to discredit this completely. The reason I put this on my list of craziest conspiracy theories was because of what would come from it if this turned out to be true. I really think that this is false, but the outcome would be crazy if the world found out it was true. Now, the next conspiracy theory is probably going to shock you when you hear it for the first time, but just bear with me for a minute. Now, this theory states that Finland does not actually exist. I know. You are confused, but let me explain. This theory evolved on Reddit in 2015 when a user called Rarigans suggested that Finland was a fabricated landmass dreamed up by the Japanese and Soviet Union during the Cold War in an effort to secure fishing rights to the Baltic Sea. The user also suggests that the people who populate the country known as Finland actually belong to the nations of Sweden, Estonia, and Russia. Everyone that grows up at one point or another will take a class that involves learning the countries. In that class, there is a 99% chance that you will learn that Finland is indeed a country. That point right there kind of ruins this theory, but if we put that aside, then it's not that unrealistic. Things like this have happened for years. The idea of a country taking over another country for a variety of reasons goes back in time as far as we can remember. So Sweden, Estonia, and Russia taking over Finland for fishing purposes makes perfect sense. The conspiracy overall is just weird. Clearly, we know that Finland is a real country, but then again, we are left with a conspiracy that is not unrealistic by any means. Leaves me pretty confused, probably like most of you. Okay, now, the last theory was weird because it's just improbable and overall doesn't make sense. This next one is more clear and gets right to the point, but will debatably make you laugh when you hear it. For your entertainment, this theory states an elite cohort of reptiles rule the earth, and Justin Bieber is among them. Yes, everyone, there's no reason to rewind and listen to that again. You heard me correctly the first time. A public policy survey in 2016 found that nearly 12 million people believe that an elite class of space traveling lizards rule the earth. Among these lizards is Justin Bieber, who is reported shape-shifting mid-concert into a giant reptile with big scaly claws and a black stripe down its middle back. Back in 2017, a mysterious headline popped up on the internet that read hundreds of fans claimed they saw Justin Bieber turn into a giant reptile. The original website which the article appeared on was the Australian news site Perth Now. In the story, several anonymous sources gave descriptions of the supposed incident. Apparently, Bieber was found shape-shifting at the Perth Airport, and hundreds of fans witnessed the pop star undergo this drastic transformation into a slimy lizard person. I mean, where do I even begin? Let's start by breaking this down. First, we have the idea of space-traveling lizards ruling the Earth. Then we have the idea that Justin Bieber is one of them. This is a platinum conspiracy theory. Unfortunately, I did, however, find out that there was no footage taken from that day, so that does suck a little bit. But many people claim that the reason that there was no footage taken was because Justin Bieber's bodyguards were surrounding him and threatening anybody trying to record it. I think I'm honestly just going to leave it at that because I don't really want to discredit this anymore because I think it's honestly just that good. Justin Bieber is a lizard. Get over it. I don't want to say much about the next conspiracy theory before I introduce it, so let's go ahead and end with a bang. For anyone who has ever wondered how the Queen of England has managed to live so long, I have come to tell you that the British historian Hubert Humdinger has the answer. She must eat human flesh to be so vivacious. In 2012, the site Dear Dirty America claimed to have confirmed Humdinger's report when a serviceman at Windsor Castle claimed to discover human remains inside the Queen's private freezer. I have to be honest with everyone, and I don't really have any comments on this one. I mean, it's kind of funny and really weird and shocking all at the same time. A lot of mixed emotions here. Today's show has been amazing. Not too many times do you get to talk about cannibals, space lizards, and fake countries all in the same podcast, and somehow we have managed to do that today, so I'm glad you could all join me. Thank you.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you all for listening to another episode of Did You Conspiracy That? Remember to keep your eyes open to what is fact and what is fiction.